Hi friends, it's Fred Greenhalgh, producer here at Realm. The next episode of the dark fiction series Ominous Thrill is ready for your ears. It's called Secret in Silver Falls, and it's a Cold War era creature feature. Here's a short preview.
Ned, it's a government facility, so even if I had...
Well, my government doesn't keep secrets from citizens, just enemies.
Okay, but that's not really how it works.
Are you saying we're the enemy?
I'm not saying that. It's just...
Gotcha, you little shit.
Ned.
How about we go inside, you and me? You can tell me what's happening. And then I can tell all these fine folks there ain't nothing to worry about.
I don't have answers to share with you.
I insist.
Ominous Thrill is out now, everywhere you listen.
Have you ever watched an apocalyptic sci-fi movie and wondered, could any of this really happen? I'm Carrie Bechet, and on Hypothetical, we explore what-if questions two ways, through speculative science fiction and through insight from the world's most brilliant scientists. And spoiler alert, your favorite sci-fi movies aren't nearly as far-fetched as you may think. Time travel with me into our possible futures on Hypothetical. New episodes every Tuesday, available on all podcast apps. That's Hypothetical, Hyperthetical.
Hi, everyone. Trevor here with your final reminder that Season 3 is crowdfunding now on Seed and Spark. This week is your last chance to get one-of-a-kind rewards you can only get through the campaign, including physical cassette tapes, custom writing, stickers, pins, and more. We are just over halfway to our goal and need to reach it by Wednesday, March 16th. So if you want to keep this story going, then head on over to seedandspark.com/fund/SheridanTapes3 or click the link in the show notes to support the campaign today. Before we get started, this episode contains apocalyptic imagery, mentions of warfare, and some loud noises. Content warnings and a full transcript are available in the show notes.
You don't need to record it. I told you could just watch it.
And I know that if I don't record this, you'll just destroy the last copy in existence as soon as I'm out the door.
No, I won't. I just don't want another recording out there.
Tough luck. Besides, I never get to see any of your work. And you've read how many of my books?
I told you, I can't show you my projects. There are contracts and NDAs and...
And did they make you sign one for your senior project?
Well... No, but...
Then I'm going to record it. So there.
Come on, Anna. Just give me the...
Oh, dear. It seems I've left it on top of the cabinet. How clumsy of me. Do you want me to get a ladder?
Oh, why don't you pick on someone your own size?
Now, where's the fun in that?
Fun for you, maybe.
Come on, Maria. You're blowing this whole thing out of proportion. Give me one good reason why we can't just sit down and watch this.
I'd really...
Miss Maria Soul, are you embarrassed?
What? No, of course not. It's just... It's not my best work is all. I could show you some other stuff I've done. Maybe that
why
would be...
Why are you so ashamed of this one? It's not like you to hand in bad work.
Just look at the back. It still has the professor's note on it.
Pretentious, disjointed, amateurish. See me after class? What the hell, Maria? That really doesn't sound like you.
Yeah, that's why he wrote it. Told you it wasn't my best.
What happened?
I met you.
I don't understand.
Just play it. I had a dream, which was not all a dream.
The bright sun was extinguished, and the stars did wander darkling in the eternal space, rayless and pathless, and the icy earth swung blind and blackening in the moonless air. Morn came and went, and came and brought no day, and men forgot their passions in the dread of this their desolation, and all hearts were chilled into a selfish prayer for light. And they did live by watchfires, and the thrones, the palaces of crowned kings, the huts, the habitations of all things which dwell, were burnt for beacons. Cities were consumed, and men were gathered round their blazing homes to look once more into each other's face. Happy were those who dwelt within the eye of the volcanoes and their mountain torch. A fearful hope was all the world contained. Forests were set on fire, but hour by hour they fell and faded. The crackling trunks extinguished the crash, and all was black. The brows of men by the despairing light wore an unearthly aspect, as by fits the flashes fell upon them. Some lay down and hid their eyes and wept, and some did rest their chins upon their clenched hands and smiled. And others hurried to and fro and fed their funeral piles with fuel and looked up with mad disquietude on the dull sky, the pall of a past world, and then again with curses cast them down upon the dust and gnashed their teeth and howled. The wild birds shrieked and terrified did flutter on the ground and flap their useless wings. The wildest brutes came tame and tremulous, and vipers crawled and twined themselves among the multitude, hissing but stingless. They were slain for food, and war, which for a moment was no more, did glut himself again. A meal was bought with blood, and each sate sullenly apart, gorging himself in gloom. No love was left. All earth was but one thought, and that was death. Immediate and inglorious, and the pang of famine fed upon all entrails. Men died, and their bones were tombless as their flesh. The crowd was famished by degrees, but two of an enormous city did survive, and they were enemies. They met beside the dying embers of an altar place where had been heaped a mass of holy things for an unholy usage. They raked up and, shivering, scraped with their cold skeleton hands the feeble ashes, and their feeble breath blew for a little life and made a flame which was a mockery. Then they lifted up their eyes as it grew lighter and beheld each other's aspects. The world was void. The populous and the powerful was a lump, seasonless, herbless, treeless, manless, lifeless, a lump of death, a chaos of hard clay. The rivers, lakes, and ocean all stood still, and nothing stirred within their silent depths. Ships sailorless lay rotting on the sea, and their masts fell down piecemeal. As they dropped, they slept on the abyss without a surge.
What are you looking at?
You? The waves were dead. The tides were in their grave. The moon, their mistress, had expired before. The winds were withered in the stagnant air, and the clouds perished. The darkness had no need of aid from them. She was the universe.
Maria.
Look, I know it's a mess, but with everything going on with you and Voxel and my parents, I didn't have a lot of time to work on it, and it seemed like a good idea. Plus, my professor said I couldn't use a Sheridan cut for my final project, so I had to...
I love it, Maria.
You'd better. I made it mostly for you.
Gothic poetry and found footage. You shouldn't have.
According to my professor, I really shouldn't have.
So, you didn't show me because, what, he gave you a bad grade on it?
Not exactly. It was right before we started dating, and I wasn't sure if you'd think it was creepy or not, so I just thought
I had a dream, which was not all a dream.
Hmm?
Nothing. Just thought I'd forgotten something. Bet you're glad you didn't destroy your last copy now, aren't you?
Don't tempt me. You have the audio, but I can still snap the disc in half.
Oh, right. I'm still recording this.
The Sheridan Tapes, B-Side, Dark, starring Amitola Lomas as Maria Soule and Aaron Neely Chaconis as Anna Sheridan, with original music by Jesse Hagen. Written by Trevor Van Winkle and produced by Virginia Spotts and Trevor Van Winkle, with dialogue editing by Robin Gabrielli. Directed by Trevor Van Winkle and made possible by our supporters at patreon.com/homesteadcorner. Visit thesheridantapes.com to view additional content, support Season 3 on Seed and Spark, and connect with us on Twitter @SheridanTapes and on Instagram @TheSheridanTapes. I'm Trevor Van Winkle, this is Homestead on the Corner, and you're listening to The Sheridan Tapes.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it, or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz. And how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.